Hello and welcome to the show. And as usual, I have arrived in style thanks to my show partner, Tuk Tuk Time, in a genuine Indian Bajaj auto rickshaw. They are licensed to carry two people and as many dogs and cats as you can possibly get in. They provide a full taxi and tour service in and around the Tenby and Saundersfoot area, so if you're in southwest Pembrokeshire, get yourself some quality Tuk Tuk Time. Taxis, tours, weddings, events. Online at tuktuktime.uk or 01834 813 333. Wally the Walrus is the star of the show today, along with the author herself, Sharon Taylor. Who is Wally, I hear you ask? Well, he is a young walrus who has got himself very lost. He spent May of this year sunning himself on Tenby Lifeboat Station Slipway and eating lots and lots of lobsters and clams, much to the fisherman's absolute disgust. He is so famous in these parts, T-shirts and mugs have been made to sell and books have been written. Which brings me to my guest of the day, Sharon Taylor, who has just released her new interactive children's book all about Wally the Walrus, called Wally the Walrus. I met up with her in Carew Castle Tea Room for a chat about her new book.
And the storyline is accurate of how he's supposed to have drifted in on his iceberg,
yeah,
and ends up first of all on the island of Valentia in Ireland, off County Kerry. The little girl that you see here is Mimi.
Right.
Mimi is the very first person who spotted him when he entered UK waters.
Right.
I've actually managed to locate Mimi.
Where is she?
She is on Valentia Island.
Right.
Glenaim Beach, and spoken with her dad.
Right.
Her dad has spoken to newspapers over there who've been in contact with me.
Yeah.
And she's also got a signed copy of the book and a little gift gone over for her because she became obsessed by walruses after spotting Wally. She did. So I've actually struck up a really lovely friendship with the family now over there,
it's nice,
which
isn't it?
Is really lovely. And it was important she had played a part in the story because it was all part of his adventures.
Yeah.
Coming down from the Arctic.
He's done a few miles, hasn't he?
A lot of miles.
Yeah.
For a juvenile walrus, it's not unusual for a male to disappear from the herd. Likes a little bit of solitude.
Oh, we all like that.
Very much.
He's probably being nagged. He was being nagged, wasn't he?
Yeah, just a rebel. A rebel male.
Yeah. Too much washing up.
Yeah, headed off from Mem, thought, no, I'm having a holiday. Going off on adventure.
You've obviously seen him many times.
I have seen him many times with the Welsh Marine Life Rescue. I reached out to Terry, who runs a charity, just a couple of days after being recognised in Broadhaven.
Right.
And all my concerns were people were telling everybody on social media where they'd seen him and crowds of people rushing to see him.
Yeah.
So I spoke to Terry because I was very concerned about how much distress it would have caused to the mammal. There were only three of them and they were running from pillar to post trying to protect him, and I just offered my services.
Okay.
And that's how I ended up becoming part of Welsh Marine Life Rescue.
And what did your services involve?
Just going down to the slipway, the causeway, and looking after Wally, watching out for him, making sure that people didn't go too close. And the boat stayed away, kept their distance. And drones. Drones are an absolute nightmare.
There's a lot of people down there with drones. Were they buzzing?
Yeah. Yeah, coming down as close as they could, within 3 feet of his head sometimes. Oh. And it's so distressing for him. But people trying to swim out to him as well, with their cameras trying to take selfies. It was incredible. People sometimes just had no sense. But the majority of people, I would say 90% of the people, were great. They'd sit and observe, and the questions, the children, so excited by him. Mm. And so that's how I became involved, and that's what I was doing down there.
So you've been up close and personal with him?
Very close. Baby sight of walrus. Not many people can say that.
That's something to put on your CV, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Marine Life Rescue actually did keep him safe, because obviously he went to France and he's been clipped already, hasn't he?
They think he's been clipped, but there's also thoughts that he may just have caught himself on the coral reef, which is what he used to do quite a lot when he was off the Welsh coast.
Right.
He dived down and he's clambering around down there. He just scrapes and scratches himself.
Okay.
He does. But definitely, Welsh Marine Life Rescue played a massive role because nobody else was interested in helping him or keeping him safe from anybody. Reached out to Pembrokeshire Council. Of course, they've got a lot of red tape to go through. So it was very much our presence that alerted Port Authority, Chris the Harbour Master down in Tenby, of watercraft and how close they were coming in breach of the conservation order that he's under, the protection order.
Okay.
So if it wasn't for us, then potentially he could have come to great harm, or somebody could have come to great harm, because he's a wild animal. You don't know how he would...
Where should he be? He's obviously off-grid, isn't
he? He's gone completely off-grid.
He is.
Yeah, we think he's either from Greenland or from Norway, which is this Svalbard archipelago, which is where an awful lot of his kind of walrus are. Right. And that would be the most obvious, because north of Norway would bring him down the Scandinavian coastline to the north of the UK.
So his sonar is off slightly.
Completely off.
But he's been a good attraction, hasn't he?
He has. And the thing is, he's only a baby, which is possibly why his compass has been completely off.
Is there plans to repatriate him back to Norway, do we
think? Can't.
Can't?
No, not at all. First of all, we don't know where his herd is. If you introduce him to a herd that he is a stranger to, he could actually come to harm.
Okay.
Also, if you're actually taking him back from UK waters, he could take infection back to the herd, which could cause problems. There's only 20,000 Atlantic walrus left in the wild, so we don't want to deplete those unnecessarily.
We need to find him a mate, don't we?
Well, that was my whole thing. I was hoping one would come along, and that would be a lovely second part to my story. while he finds a mate.
We do know he's a male then, do we?
Definitely a male.
Definitely.
Definitely.
We've seen.
Yes, we've had photographic evidence he's a male.
Close and personal.
Yes, totally.
Age range of these books, what do you think?
Well, they're aimed at age 2, right the way up to, I would say, 8 to 10-year-olds.
Okay.
That is the age range. But I have a lot of fully grown big kids buying them for themselves. Adults.
Adults.
Yeah, saying, this is meant for my grandkids, but really it's for me.
It's how many pages? It's about 20 pages, 25 pages?
There's about 44 pages.
44 pages.
You've got the activities in the back. There's some facts on the walrus there. There's some colouring pages. There's lots of different activities in there for the children as well. So.
Right.
Great to...
So you made it into sort of an interactive book as well?
Very interactive. I was a nursery nurse for 10 years.
Right.
And I know the kind of books that work well with children.
Yeah.
It has to be comical. It has to be very simple story, simple structure. I always use quatrain in my stanzas, which are the verses, very simple rhyme in verses.
Okay.
So they're very flexible and they work fluidly as a storyline.
Okay.
So it keeps the children's attentions. The illustrations by Picasso are outstanding the book.
They are. Yeah.
They're very good. He makes them comical. He brings the characters to life.
Because every page has an illustration on it.
Absolutely every page.
Yeah, so you've been into people's houses and met loads of people.
Loads of people. I've had loads of people commend me on the book. Also with signing books. All excited I'm there, so I've done lots of book signings in people's homes as well. And when I turn up, I feel like the postcode lottery man. I turn up, knock on the door and handing them a book, and they're so excited to get their Wally book. It's almost as if they won £1 million. So it's been really lovely, the overall sort of feedback and excitement around Wally. Again, it's just a piece of Wally memorabilia.
Absolutely,
and it's immortalised that moment in Tenby history of when a walrus came to stay and took up residency on the slipway. I don't think it'll ever happen again in history. I do think Wally will remain in the hearts of the Tenby people now for a lifetime.
Yeah.
He'll always be part of the history.
I'm glad I saw him.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad I ended up babysitting a walrus, which I would never have thought I would have done a year ago. I never thought I could have added that to my CV.
Quality time with a walrus.
Yeah.
And
it's also led me to doing lots and lots of school talks on the walrus initially, and that has now expanded in me doing Zoom meetings, team meetings with classrooms in primary schools, educating children about the pollution in the oceans, which I get my all my information from Asian Rebreathe.
Okay.
Asian Rebreathe clear the oceans of debris around the Greek islands, the Ionian Islands in Greece and all over Greece. And they've endorsed the book for me.
That's very good.
As well.
And a pound goes to the Marine Wildlife?
Welsh Marine Life
Rescue.
Get a pound from every book sale.
Okay. Okay, so that's raised them a few quid already?
It has raised them a few pounds, which will go to good use come cub season when we have a lot of the baby seals.
Right, okay.
Baby seals, usually August and September, is a very busy time for Welsh Marine Life Rescue. And they'll be out recovering and rescuing abandoned orphan seals through the summer storms that we get in the water and rehabilitating them and then putting them back out to see when they're ready to go.
How much does it cost?
£8, the book.
Okay.
It's available on Amazon. It's available on my website, sharontaylorauthor.co.uk. That's Sharon with a double R. And you can also get it at Kira Castle in the shop.
Oh, funnily enough, we're here.
Yeah, funnily enough, we're here. Tenby Bookstore and the Welsh Gift Shop in Tenby. Both of those are in Tenby.
Okay. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Sharon.
You're most welcome.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm sure you're going to sell many, many books. Pembrokeshire Local makes informational podcasts about outstanding places, people and attractions. If you would like to be involved, please get in touch. I hope you enjoyed this particular show. If you have any questions or comments, please visit my Facebook page or email me. Just get in touch. Let's get everybody involved. Thank you very much for listening. See you soon.